But this was sort of designated as a living room area.
That's what you called it then?
Right. And of course it, like the master bedroom or the guest bedroom, was sort of fixed up a little bit better than any other area in the house. These two areas were here.
Now, what would happen if you went through this door here?
Okay, going through this door, you came into another huge room. And this was, I'd say, large bedrooms, or bedroom. When it's this large, I call it bedrooms. But anyway, in this one, there were three beds. Most of them had two, but this happened to have three. And the reason I remember this one so well is this is where I slept when I was small.
What'd you call it then?
We just called it the large bedroom. And I had quite a large family, and brothers and sisters, and incidentally I'm the youngest of that family. But I had two sisters and three brothers.
Yes.
So we had to have several beds in there. Although by the time that I got up to where I was in a position that I remembered a lot of these things, most of my older brothers and sisters had already left home. So consequently, I was faced a lot of times with three beds in my bedroom.
How'd you heat that room?
Mostly during my younger days with a fireplace. This fireplace was located somewhere right in this area. And another real important thing I remember about this is this is sort of where my mother and father would come to relax after, you know, in the afternoon or evening, as far as reading the paper or sewing or what have you. And then from this location, we would go on in this fashion through another door. And this would put you into another room that was another bedroom.
Yes.
And of course, I don't remember the locations of the beds on this thing now, but there was a couple of beds in this location.
Who slept in there?
that was sort of just an extra one that was in the overall house that we never did have enough people to sleep in all of them, so it was used if it ever had to be. Seldom was it used.
Well, what would happen, like, if you left a coat in that room and you came back and it was gone, and you asked your mother what happened to the coat, she'd say, "Where'd you leave it?" Where would you say that? You say, "I left it where?"
I guess I'd probably say I left it in the unused bedroom.
All right.
And from here, this opened out into a sort of another large area. Okay, and back, there's a door back over here, and this one went into my mother and father's bedroom.
Is that what you call it?
Right. And then this was the, living, what we call it, dining room, and I really believe that's what we call it. I was trying to think of another term for it, but I think we call it the dining room. And then the kitchen was located here. Now in this dining room area, there was another fireplace. Oh, we were heavy on fireplaces.
I had to chop the wood.
Keep all those burning.